Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm John White.
Hey, John. Well, guess what? We made it to February.
I know.
I don't know
who
about
would have believed
right?
it.
I thought January was a really long month for some reason. But it seems like after we're done with one holiday season, another one is just coming around the bend. And if you've been to any supermarket or garden center, you will see that up next is going to be Valentine's Day. On today's show, we'll talk about some options for you all if you're out buying plants, whether those are cut flowers or live plants. We'll kind of give you some do's and don'ts to kind of extend the post-harvest or that investment that you're going to make for the event. So with that, we're going to jump right into there.
All right.
So Valentine's Day, we always equate that to roses.
Right.
And if you missed last week at the rose demonstration at the El Paso Municipal Rose Garden, you saw master gardeners out there, do not worry. They are still out there preparing and pruning all of those 1,400 roses for all of us to enjoy later this spring. So if you want some questions to answer and you want to go out there and learn from master gardeners, just stop on by. They're there every day during the week.
All right. And now's a good time, you know, if you're thinking about giving a rose as a gift.
There you go.
You can give the plant, maybe not the flower, but you can give the plant so that you have plenty of roses in years to come. But this is a great time to plant roses, and nurseries have pretty good selection at this time of year.
Right. And you're talking about the difference. We have container-grown roses as well as the bare roses as well.
Right. And some of your you know, I guess kind of call them maybe more chain stores. Sometimes you'll see rose plants, either miniatures or, you know, sometimes they'll be in a plastic bag, mm-hmm. you know, in the store. And you know, when you are trying to buy a living plant that's been in a store under 75, 80 degree temperatures, and then you're going to take it out and put it in 30 degree temperatures.
Right.
That plant does not like it, just like you wouldn't like
right.
it. And so you want to be careful on taking plants that you buy inside a nursery or a store where they've been bagged up. You know, they got all nice green foliage and flowers on them. Those have been greenhouse grown, you know, forced in a greenhouse. And you need to really harden those off before you go outside with them. So you just, you know, remember that when you're buying a rose, that it can't go immediately outside. It'll react to the colder temperatures, and I don't think we're through with the cold yet. I mean, we're having some pretty nice temperatures here, but I think we still can get a, you know, blue northern, as we used to call them,
right.
come in and really knock the temperatures down. So you want to be careful on those greenhouse grown plants.
Right, most definitely. So toughen them up. Before
That's
you
right.
put them outside. Excellent. And if you're in the market to buy not just live plants as far as roses, there's also a lot of other options for you to give as a gift to someone that you're thinking about for Valentine's Day. And I see all sorts of different calanchos. I see anthuridiums are real popular with their nice green glossy foliage and almost like a little heart-shaped bloom on there. And those also make really nice houseplants after we're done. So
right.
it's really a long-term
yeah,
investment.
We see some, you know, some bulbs that mm-hmm. have been forced where
right.
they're in bloom, and they're given sometimes, you know, for Valentine's Day as well as, you know, Easter later on. But sometimes you'll see bulbs that have been forced, and those can be reused in your garden. But again, they have bloomed out, so they got the foliage on them as well as the bloom and stuff. So you got to kind of let them die down a little bit and again, kind of harden them off before you put them back out in the garden. But you can reuse those. But we do find a lot of containerized potted plants, you know, at our nurseries and garden centers and stuff that can be used for a Valentine gift.
Right, definitely. And there's one thing that one of the most popular blooms is you see are forced tulips that you see. You see them a lot for Easter later on in the later spring. And those ones also are sold as cut flowers. So you can really buy your arrangement or buy a arrangement yourself that you want to prepare. And it's funny because when you go to the store and you'll see the tulips, they're usually very small. but they're very tight, which means that the flower itself has not opened up. And you'd really be surprised if you cut those stems and apply that flower food that they give you, they'll really open up and give you a long, long shelf life.
Right.
Don't discredit those little small baby tulips that you see out there. They've got the gift coming.
Yeah, sometimes those little baby tulips do better here than the great big ones. The winds usually whip them pretty bad, and they don't last very long.
Exactly.
Because they're blooming during our windy season.
That's very true. That's very true. Another thing that I'd like to also recommend to you all is, you know, you don't have to necessarily get sucked into the trends or sucked into the holidays, if you will. If there's a plant out there that you really like and you think that the recipient would enjoy, and it doesn't have any kind of decorative Valentine Cupid hearts on there, well, just buy it and personalize it. Stick a card in it. Stick a pick or something to personalize it that would match the personality of the recipient. And I think that'll really go a long way too. Probably be more economical in the long run, and it's something that they really would like to enjoy.
Right. And if you know the person real well, there might be other things that you can personalize with.
Right.
That again may have a little bit of garden flavor to it, you know. Pair of gloves or, you know,
right.
Or something.
Exactly.
You know, while you're working in the garden.
Right. And the one thing that I think most people kind of see are they're bombarded with advertisements for either local florist shops or a lot of times these national companies that will deliver right to your door. And, you know, those are high value. It's a high value industry.
Right.
This is a profession that people, you know, will follow. But the care and the ultimate what you give it as a recipient in your home is really going to see what's going to extend that post-harvest life on there. So definitely if you have a cut flower arrangement, you want to make sure that you change that water periodically.
Right.
Don't have any trash or any kind of leaves falling into the vase itself, because that's just going to, first of all, make the water murky,
yeah.
And it's not really going to be good for those cells that are transporting the water up.
Right. Yeah, it tends to clog everything up, keep the water, so to speak, aerated. So when you're putting fresh water in, you're putting water in that's got, you know, a little bit of oxygen in it that hasn't stagnated. You know, that water that sits there for a week gets pretty murky looking, starts to turn on a little kind of slimy color to it, and your plants will start to go downhill real quick. You can, and once they do that, you can't bring them back.
You
want to keep your water fresh, keep it changed out. Don't give them extremes in temperature either in the water. So you don't want to give them ice cold water, and you don't want to give them a shot of hot water. So you want nice lukewarm water that you put in, fresh water.
Right.
And that'll help a lot. And there are some, you know, things that you can add to the water, you know, that kind of help preserve the bloom a little bit longer. But, you know, you can only do it for so long. The
right.
Bloom's only going to last for so long. So, but keeping the water fresh is a big thing.
And definitely if you're looking at having, you know, an entire bouquet, say of roses, that's great. They're all the same species. But if you have a mixed flower bouquet, that individual shelf life for those individual plants is going to vary. So
right.
As soon as, if you have a mixed flower bouquet, then, you know, the flowers that are spent, take them out. You know, and your bouquet or your arrangement's going to get smaller over time, but you're only going to keep the live flowers with
right.
you. So with that, if you're also taking the spent flowers out, you can also give the other existing flowers maybe a little trim. So your arrangement's going to go from maybe being 2 feet tall to 1 feet down and then going slowly, progressively smaller.
Right.
So that's also a way to kind of brighten that up. And I see, it's because I just see way too many times I pass by people's desks and they have a huge arrangement and then it just looks terrible in a few more days. And
right.
just want to kind
petals
of.
Petals are falling on
exactly.
the desk.
Exactly. Just want to maintain it and just keep it look nice. So there's a lot of little tips that you can do to be able to maximize that.
And light quality is also important. So, you know, if you we're inside an office area, we have fluorescent lights, and yes, as a human, we can see to, you know, be able to do things, but for a plant, that's not really enough light quality, and things go downhill faster
right.
when they're kind of in a almost a shaded condition. So, having good bright light helps some of those arrangements to stay a little fresher.
Fresher, right. Most definitely. And there's nothing to say that you can't supplement any kind of outdoor garden plants that may have, some winter interest and bring them in as well.
Right.
So there's a lot of different options for folks to be able to look at that.
Of course, the rose garden is open and good time to look at it because, the master gardeners are doing, hands-on pruning out there, and you can kind of see what it takes to keep a rose bush going and how to trim a rose bush properly and, those kind of things. So again, going by, and then as they start to come into bloom, it's really going to take on a whole different picture when those roses start coming into bloom.
Exactly. It's between day and night with those out there. And as our garden season starts to ramp up throughout the season, we're happy to announce that the Master Gardener Help Desk is going to open on February 21st. Here we'll have Master Gardeners back on the Help Desk. They're always available online if you stop and ask them a question online, but we'll be there. And then pretty soon, in a few more weeks after that, we'll be at the Home and Garden Expo, and that's going to be March 9th through the 11th. So there's a lot of upcoming events in the next couple of months, and we also have the Sun Country Landscape Conference scheduled for April 13th and 14th, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. And then not to forget the Flora Fest.
Right.
So we can be able to get
end of April.
April 28th and 29th. Right. Maybe a little bit too late for Valentine's Day, but it's perfect for your garden.
We got Sunscape on March 10th. We got lots of things going.
We're all set.
All right.
Well, before we're out of time, we want to go ahead and nominate our plant of the week. And I think in the true spirit of Valentine's Day, I think that we can't go wrong with roses.
Right.
I think just pick a rose.
Right.
We have plenty to choose from that do spectacular in El Paso. Go out there, jot the name down, track it throughout the season, and then purchase one of your own and take that with you.
Yeah, we had talked about one a few weeks ago, the Don Juan Climber rose. And so you do have some differences in roses, but again, kind of what color you're looking for and things like that. So a lot of selection on roses.
Right, most definitely. So that is your plant of the week. And geez, John, we're almost out of time for today, but we want to thank you for listening to today's show. We also want to thank Lauren Terrazas for engineering and producing Good to Grow. And with that, I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm John White.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden
good to grow.